by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The House Appropriations Committee yesterday passed a $75 million appropriation supplemental for disaster relief funds for Northern Michigan following the devastating ice storms that affected the region the past couple of weeks. House Bill 4328 allocates $75 million from the general fund to go to the Michigan State Police. As required, this being a 25% match from the state to access possible future federal disaster relief dollars. House fiscal analyst Robin Risco explained to the committee that the funds can be spent on emergency supplies, labor assistance, shelter, cleanup, recovery, and more. Remaining funds would be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis for addressing damaged land owned by the state and reimbursing third-party entities for responding to the aftermath of the storm. However, the bill was not taken up on the House floor yesterday. This was done by the committee, but was not taken up by the full House chamber. State Representative Parker Fairburn told the committee this storm was truly a once-in-a-lifetime event. Fairburn said that the Michigan State Police estimates that this is going to be $200 million in damages, and that number could rise. He conceded that the movement on the legislature was rapid, but that he said he's been involved in discussions regarding assistance since the ice storms hit, and that his local officials are grateful to see any movement they can get from the state's money. Fairburn said local counties and townships have had their budgets effectively wiped out as they hurriedly cleared down trees and provided assistance to impacted residents. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker of the House Matt Hall mentioned Northern Michigan during their meeting with President Trump last week. While the president made no commitments, the word coming back to Michigan was that he was receptive to their request. House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bolin told reporters that although the bill wasn't on the agenda yesterday, the bill came to be known to the members via the district, which was impacted. They got together late last week to address a possible solution. Bowen said she hasn't spoken yet with Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, about the bill's future in the Senate yet, but said it will be taken up in the House floor next week. With a $3 billion road funding plan and an income tax rollback on the to-do list for this year, Bowen said she's confident they'll be able to make the numbers work and find a way to finance the $75 million supplemental. Senator John DeMoose, senator from Harbor Springs, Republican, said he just learned about the bill 20 minutes prior to testifying, so he could not comment on the specifics. So it's going to be addressed in the House next week, and the Senate basically just found out about it. We'll wrap this up, a couple more paragraphs, right after the short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two, talking about this $75 million supplemental appropriation that was passed out of the House Appropriations Committee. It's not gone to the floor yet. It's only gone through the committee. Well, the committee approved the bill in an astonishing bipartisan fashion, 26 out of the 27 members of the committee, majority, of course, Republican, voted yes. Only one person abstained from voting. That was Minority Vice Chair Alibas Farhat, the Democrat from Dearborn. Why? Because he put up an amendment. He wanted to tie bar this supplemental appropriation, $75 million for Northern Michigan, to Senate Bill 55. What is Senate Bill 55? It's the bill that would provide enough money to close the books for fiscal year 2024. The last Democrat-controlled House and Senate budget that ended up spending more money than they budgeted for. So as a result, they need millions of dollars to pay those bills to balance the books. Well, his amendment failed. Only the 10 Democrats voted yes, 16 Republicans voted no, and he again abstained. So the $75 million is 25% of the proposed $300 million that could be coming to Northern Michigan, mostly from Donald Trump, the federal government. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it because this is basically money to reimburse everybody for damages. Businesses, individuals, utility companies, Michigan State Police Fund, all of it. And again, the money would be going to the Michigan State Police. Why? Because they were ordered by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be in charge of the cleanup, the restoration, working with the National Guard and the electric companies, internet companies, all the things that have been slowly but surely coming back online. Well, that leads to the Senate, the road funding deal, because Sarah Anthony, the Senate Appropriations Chair, came out with a statement. If the House Republicans achieve their top priorities, like establishing the Public Safety Trust Fund, an income tax cut, and their $3.1 billion road funding plan, I don't know how much money is going to be left at the end of the day, said Anthony. Between these priorities, again, Public Safety Trust Fund, Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Income Tax Cut, the Shutdown Prevention Fund, the $20 billion plan to prevent the government from shutting down if they don't get a budget approved by September 30th at midnight, and their road plan, I don't know how much money will be left at the end of the day. At some point, many of these concepts are going to have to transition from the press conference room to the balance sheet. Of course, referring to the speaker, Matt Hall, who's been holding these press conferences, laying out his and the Republican caucus's plans to go forward legislatively this year. Well, yesterday afternoon, the Senate Appropriations Committee spent nearly 2 hours discussing the Republicans' road funding proposal, as well as possible shortfalls in Michigan's present system for financing road and bridge projects. Some of the state representatives testified in favor of their bills. They passed 4180 through 4187. Also, House Bill 4230, road funding packages that they want to use to basically provide a permanent long-term road funding plan for the state of Michigan. $3.1 billion this year and every year going forward until the roads reach a 90% good rating from MDOT. Well, part of the road funding plan is to completely direct any state taxes paid at the gas pump to roads, exempting fuel for cars from Michigan sales tax instead of establishing a 51 cents per gallon gas tax. Right now, 45% of the school aid fund for public education depends on Michigan's sales tax. Most recently, the numbers from the 2023 fiscal year budget. Also, constitutionally, the state is obligated to distribute the first 4% it receives from sales tax revenues to give it to cities, villages, and townships for their local roads. Well, if the sales taxes aren't paid at the fuel pump, House Republicans plan to backfill whatever schools and local governments might lose from other areas of the budget, particularly sections related to grant programs and tax credits to large-scale corporations. It's basically Governor Gretchen Whitmer's economic development funds that she has created and been funding for the last couple of budgets. Senator Anthony said she's excited to really dig into these numbers, but she's concerned that they appear to be very costly plans. She referenced how House Republicans also want to dedicate a statute where 1.5% of sales tax revenue would go to law enforcement agencies for their public safety and violence prevention funds, while also cutting the Michigan income tax rate from 4.25 back to 4.05. Well, when it comes to the road funding debate, Senator Anthony said to the press she wants to ensure that no critical services are being robbed, particularly as Congress still contemplates downsizing the federal government's future contributions to Medicaid. You have to look at what's happening at the federal level, the things they're doing possibly to Medicaid. There's a lot of uncertainty, and much of that uncertainty falls on the states to try to figure out exactly how they will continue to protect these vital services. In order for us to contemplate a road funding plan, it has to make sure that we are not trading critical investments for our people. She also added that a negotiated plan needs to be a sustainable, long-term road funding plan, not one of these one-time gimmicks. She described today's plan as one that's in isolation, resulting in very significant and devastating reductions in government programs if it gets implemented. Well, here's where we're at. A year ago, fiscal year 2024's budget, if you look at the state's general fund revenue for both general government and school spending, it came out to just less than $16 billion. The road funding plan would be worth more than 20% of that. Again, roughly about $3.1 billion. Well, Senator John Cherry from Flint said 20% cut to the rest of the general fund more than the entire general fund budget for the Department of Corrections. Because, again, constitutionally, what are the legislators responsible to fund? Three things: roads, prisons, and schools. That's it. He's saying if you cut the general fund, you're actually talking about a cut that is the entire budget for the Department of Corrections, which is our prisons. Cherry additionally asked how the House Republicans' plan would hold state constitutional revenue sharing harmless when it came to local governments. According to the House Fiscal Agency August 2024 report, the state estimated to have more than $1.07 billion in revenue sharing payments to 280 cities, 253 villages, and the 1,240 townships we have in the state. Again, townships make up the majority of the municipalities. Well, Senator Altman explained the House is working on revenue sharing trust funds for local governments that will ensure stability on that subject. However, Anthony remains skeptical, not sure she's willing to negotiate on the road funding plan the House has come up with unless they can guarantee local government payments. Well, two of Macomb County senators, Veronica Kleinfeld of East Point, formerly called East Detroit, and Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores, they remained concerned over how the House plan maintains the funding formula established under Public Act 51 of 1951. We talked about that yesterday's show. That public act requires 48% of distributions to go to county road agencies based on resident vehicle registrations, with 16.5% to go to county and local road funding. Macomb County technically receives more money than rural counties. For example, again, historically looking backwards, fiscal year 2023, Macomb County got $137 million. The value is less on a per resident basis. For example, Antrim County, my county, according to the Citizens Research Council, we received $310 per resident, while Macomb County got half, $156 per resident. Why is that? Public Act 51 of 1951. Well, when you do it per resident, folks, you're including children. Macomb County has a lot more children than Antrim County. So we'll finish this story up after the bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.